540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police have a new foot chase policy meant to keep officers and the public safer. Under the new rules, officers must have a reasonable suspicion that someone has committed, is committing, or is about to commit a crime before starting a pursuit. The policy also says running alone is not enough reason to chase someone, and officers must keep weighing the danger against the need to make an arrest. Police officials say the change keeps up with what other departments are doing. Milwaukee-based Brady Corporation is buying a Honeywell business for $1.4 billion. The deal adds more barcode scanning, tracking, and mobile technology to Brady's lineup, which is used by companies in warehouses, shipping, and manufacturing. The deal is expected to close in the second half of this year. A budget shortfall, job cuts, and a debate over union power are all coming together in Milwaukee public schools. Superintendent Brenna Casilius tells WISN 12's Upfront program that she backs collective bargaining, but is still pushing a plan to cut around 260 jobs and delay pay increases to close a $46 million budget gap. The teachers' union is urging the board to reject the proposal. Casilius says the district has to live within its means. She warns the financial outlook could get worse and that a future referendum may be needed. A major lane and ramp closure is set for the Mitchell Interchange. Starting at 9 Friday night, the southbound 43 and 94 ramp to westbound 894 will shut down. Two right lanes will also close on southbound 43 and 94 near Howard. It's all part of resurfacing work. People in Milwaukee have plenty of ways to pitch in for Earth Day, with neighborhood cleanups happening across the city. Some of the events are set for tomorrow, the actual day, while others are scheduled for Saturday. Check out the Milwaukee Courier website for more about cleanups in the area of Muskego Way, Harambe, Washington Park, Metcalf Park, and along the river. Organizers say the goal is not just picking up trash, but also making neighborhoods cleaner and more inviting. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me and you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency, and that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.